This sheet is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos of Chaim Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our dear and unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. The Divrei Torah should be Ilui Nishmos, it should be a Melech Yosha for the entire family. We are less than a week before Hanukkah, so it is only natural that the topic we will be discussing today is in Yonah D'Yoyma, and specifically the din of Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzorech Levorach. That's a Gemara on Shabbos Chof Gimel Omed Aleph. Rabbi Yeremia Omar, Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzorech Levorach. What does he say? Shosan Nisam Labaseinu B'yom HaMahim B'zman HaZeh. And there are basically three different approaches or three different hagdoras, how to understand Birchas Haroya. What is the Mechayev? What essentially brings about the chiyuv of the brocha she'osu nisim la'avoseinu b'yomim hohem mizman hazeh? One could argue hadlokas aner. The ikar chiyuv of the brocha is b'shas hadlokas. And amadlokas aner tzirich levarech sholosh brochos. Berachas ha'mitzvah shekedishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu lahadlek ner shel Chanukah. Brocha number 2 she'osu nisim. Brocha number 3. Berachas hazman shechiyonu v'kiyemonu v'higiyonu l'zman hazem. However, regarding shosanism, Chazal said, af haroya tzarich levarech. Not only haroya ner Chanukah, but not only the madlek, af haroya tzarich levarech. So the formulation of Chazal is not af, but rather haroya ner Chanukah tzarich levarech. But there is room to argue that the ikar chiyuv is b'shas hadlokah. That the konas chachomim is that if you didn't say the brocha b'shas hadlokah, you cannot say the brocha b'shas hadlokah because for any reason you're not madlik ner Chanukah. Nevertheless, haroya ner Chanukah tzorach levorach. Approach number 2, or definition number 2, would be no. The only machayev is riyas aner. And even if a person is madlik ner Chanukah and he says the brocha, it is only because when you light the candle, obviously, you will also see it. And that is the reason, hanoya ner Chanukah tzorach levorach, when he lights, he sees. And the nafgamina between these two drochim, these two understandings, would be a blind man, suma. Obviously, he is still chayiv ner Chanukah. A blind man is chayiv b'kol mitzvah shebet Torah. But could he say the brocha shosin isim lavishenu? So if we say that hamadlik tzorach lavorach, and it's a revusa, sharoyet tzorach lavorach hafer bishinenu madlik, but the hadloka in itself is a mechayev, then a blind man definitely would say the brocha. But if we say the entire chiyev is only because haroyet ner Chanukah tzorach lavorach, well, a blind man has to light the ner Chanukah, but he won't say this brocha. Approach number 3 would be the mechayev is zman. She'osanism lavisenu b'yom ha'mahim b'zman hazeh. The emphasis is on the zman. Lechatchila, Chazal prefer there should be a fixed time and it should be obvious why is a person saying this brocha. And therefore the din is lechatchila tzarich levarech b'sha'as hadlok. If a person isn't madlik, priority number 2, b'shas hariyah. But the mechayev actually is zman. So we will bring 5-6 different opinions in the halachas of Birchas Haroya, shosin nisan aveseinu, and we will try to fit them in the different understandings, in the three basic different approaches. So let's get into the halachas. Who precisely has to make Birchas Haroya? The mechaber says, Mishelo hidlik ve'enoy osid lahadlik. He is the one to say Birchas Haroya. Tofresh ayin vov siv gimel. And that is the opinion of the Rashba, also quoted in the Ritva. According to this opinion, which is halachic ruling, because it's in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person plans to light later during the night, he does not say Birchas Haroya. So if you finished Marav, you're on your way home. And on your way home, you see many Chanukah candles in the windows and the doors of many of Jews in the neighborhood. You don't say Berachas Haroya, because it is preferable to say Berachas Yosin Nisan HaVaseinu when you light your own candles. So that is the shittim of the Rashba. There are other shittas. That is the opinion of the Bach in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Vov, and that is shittas Rabbeinu Yaakov quoted in Rashi on the spot Shabbos Chov Gimel Amid Aleph, also in the Ritva Sikkim Mem Vov. According to their opinion, if you did not say the brocha yet on your own hadlaka, the moment you see the first opportunity you have, and you see Ner Chanukah out of the door of a neighbor, even though in 5 minutes' time you're going to light your own candle, your own Ner Chanukah, you have to say Berachas Arayim. What is the machloikis? I think that Rashba's basic understanding is Ikar Berocha Zu is on the hadlaka. Chazal say, if a person for any reason cannot light, he still says this brocha on Riasaner. And therefore, if he is lighting Ner Chanukah, first priority, then he has no Birchas Haroya. Because Birchas Haroya is to a certain degree a Bidi Eved. The Ika brocha is on Hadlokas Haner. The second opinion, which is quoted in the Ritva, which is the opinion of the Bach. According to them, no. The Mechayev is Riyas Ner. So, as soon as you see Ner Chanukah, you have to say the Brocha. The Bach argues, even Misha Osed Lahadlik has to say the Brocha on Riyas Ner because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. But my feeling is, if it would be a halachic priority to saying on Adlokah, then Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs wouldn't be relevant. Because oifen kiyum ha-mitzvah, ba-oifen shelechatchila overrides ein mavin ala mitzvahs. And therefore, if the ikar takona of she'osin isun avaseh b'yom ha-heim izman hazeh would be on the hadlaka, then one definitely would not say an riyas haner if he plans to light. Because kiyum mitzvah min ha-mufcha overrides ein mavin ala mitzvahs. And therefore, my feeling is that in accordance to this opinion, which is also the opinion of the Bach, what is Mechayev Brochazu is Riyas Haner. However, if not the concept of Ein Mavin Ala Mitzvahs, we would say Mashi Yirtzi Yaseh. You could say it on B'Shas Hadlokas Haner, you could say it B'Shas Riyas Haner earlier, Mashi Yirtzi Yaseh. And that is where Ein Mavin Ala Mitzvahs comes in. So I think this machlek is between the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach, between the Rashba and Rashi quoting Rabbeinu Yaakov, is basically, what is the primary chiyuv of the brocha, Shosin Nisim Avaselim B'yom Heim Zman Hazeh, it is Hadlokas Haner, or maybe it is Riyas Haner. We find a very interesting opinion in Sefer HaManik, Simen Kuf Yutes. He says, Mashi Yirtzi Yaseh. If a person sees Ner Chanukah before he lights his own candle, it is up to him. He has both options. Mashi Yirtzi Yaseh. He's not mechuyev to say the brocha right away. He is entitled to wait and say all three brochas on his own Ner, but he could also say the brocha on Riyas Haner. I think this opinion would also be based on the assumption that the Mechayev is Riyas Haner. But nevertheless, he rejects the Chiyuv of Ein Mavin Ala Mitzvahs because, after all, the Seder that Chazal were metaken is Gimel Brochas Ala Hadlokas Haner. And therefore, that is a Mishkal Neged, it's a balance to Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. I do not feel that this opinion is based on Shnei Dinim B'Ner Chanukah, either Adlaka or Riya. Maybe. But opinion number four is definitely based on Shnei Dinim B'Ner Chanukah. Which is, and what is opinion number four? The Ritva brings the Yesho Emrim, and it is brought in the Me'iri as well. Haroya Ner Chanukah, V'osid Lahadlik, has to say the brocha twice. He says the brocha when he sees Ner Chanukah, and then when he lights his own Ner, he says the brocha once again. So how could you say a brocha twice? Obviously, this opinion is based on a brisker approach, Shnei Dinim B'Ner Chanukah, When Chazal say Roi Nechanek Tzorach Lavorach, Af HaRoi Nechanek Tzorach Lavorach. HaMadlik Tzorach Lavorach Al HaAdloka, VaRoi Tzorach Lavorach Al HaRaiyah. So if a person already was Madlik Nechanek and he said the Brocha, and then he sees another Nechanek, he definitely wouldn't say the Brocha again. Because when you lit your Ner Chanukah, you also saw it. And therefore the Brocha patters Shnei Dinim. But if you said Berchas Aroya before you lit your own Ner Chanukah, you have to say the Brocha again. Because HaMadlik Ner Chanukah Tzorach Lavorach, VaHaRoya Ner Chanukah Tzorach Lavorach. So if you said the Brocha on Riya, you say it once again on the Hadlokah. But if you said it on the Hadlokah, then that patters you entirely. Because you also said it on the rear. There is a possibility to argue that even if you are madlik ner Chanukah, be'inyan va'oifen, that you do not see the ner. Well, theoretically, he had a problem with his eyesight. He was blind. And then suddenly he gets his eyesight back and he could see. He was blindfolded. Strange circumstances, but just to bring out the halachic definition. Maybe a madlik ner Chanukah v'birach shos nisim lavoyseinu, and then suddenly he sees the net, he would not say the bracha once again. If it's shnei dinim, why not? Because maybe one would argue that the ikar takona is an hadlokas ner. Along the line I used to explain shittas harashbo just 10 minutes ago, the ikar brachas an hadlokas ner. And therefore, the brucha and the riyah doesn't patter the chiyuv levorach al hadlokah. However, birach al hadlokah, he does not have an additional chiyuv levorach al riyah. Brocha al riyah is somewhat of a bidiyeved. So, I have two different interpretations or approaches in understanding this shitta. Why birach al riyah tzorich lachzav levorach al hadlokah? One would be a very simple argument, because kishe birach hadlokah he also saw. But maybe, even if the circumstances are such, strange case, but b'shas hadlokah he did not see. Nevertheless, he won't say birach hadlokah once again, because the ikar chiyuv is al hadlokah. These are four opinions. Opinion number five is the greatest chiddush. Tshuvas HaRashba Simen Reish Chof Beis. Tshuvas HaRambam Simen Reish Chof Beis. I'm quoting the Loshon of Tshuvas HaRambam as it is in our Tshuvas HaRambam. Ma yoymer Adonenu bedvar mi shehidlek ner Chanukah v'birach olav, v'choze behidlek ner Chanukah acher, oy ra'ohu, hayachzor v'yimerech al hadlako osoy, o al ri'yosoy, v'chein pam achar pam, im lo. Person lit Ner Chanukah once, and he said a brocha, and then he's going to light again. Does he have to say the brocha once again? And the same, l'gabi birchas haroya, would he say once again? The Rambam responds with a tremendous chiddush, and he says, well, this brocha is just like any other brocha. If when he said the brocha, his kavona was to patter many adlokas or many riyas, then he doesn't have to say the brocha again. But if he had kavona only on one adlok or one riya, then he would have to say the brocha again. But the chiddush is, quoting the Loshon of the Rambam once again, Im birech vehidlik, v'achar kach nizdamen lo ner acher lahadlik, yevorech brochas acheres, v'chein afilo nizdamen lo meyo ze achar ze, 100 times ze achar ze, v'kach adin bebirchas haroya. This Rambam is quoted in Avud Raham, but in a different formulation. And the Bais Yosef obviously didn't see the original Tshuva. He saw the quote in Avud Raham. And therefore the Bais Yosef in Simen Tov Reish Nun Aleph and Simen Tov Reish Ayin Vav understands, what does the Rambam mean? Birech al hadlokah v'achar kach chozer v'madlik. So the understanding of the Bais Yosef was, fourth night, fifth night, sixth night, seventh night, or eighth night, mahadlin mena mahadlin, moise v'holich, but he only had one psila, or one drop of shemen, and therefore he just was madlik one ner, and he said the brocha. And then throughout the night he gets more shemen, more psilas, and he wants to be mekayim moisev v'hoylech mahadr mina mahadrin. Does he have to say the brocha once again? So the Rambam paskins, if his intention lechatchila was to patter the later adlokah, then he doesn't say another brocha. If he had no such intention, he has to say the bracha once again. But that definitely doesn't fit into the lashon of the Rambam as we have it. V'chein pa'am achar pa'am afilu mea pa'omim. What does mea pa'omim mean? The interpretation of the Chai Odom is also unreasonable. He says that the kavona is a person lit Ner Chanukah in his home, and then a neighbor asks him to light Ner Chanukah in his home. But that doesn't fit into the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Mea pomem ze'achazeh v'chein bebirchas haroya. What is very clear to me is that the kavona in the Rambam, at least in the Nusach that we have in Tshuvas Rambam, is the Rambam's opinion is Ner Chanukah is mishum pesum enisa. So a person could light Ner Chanukah 100 times in one night. If he goes to a party here and a party there, and a chasen and a tnoyim, and five bar mitzvahs, and he has lectures, he's giving shiurim, wherever he comes, and it's a mukam rabim, he could be madlik Ner Chanukah with a broch. It's a great chiddush. But that is the only reasonable explanation of the Rambam as we have it in Tshuvas HaRambam. In Tshuvas Pe'er Ador. It is a big question. Could one light Ner Chanukah be Mokum Kinul Shel Rabim, any place that's public, that's for Hesya? Well, Lubavitcher Chassidim and many places in the world have that midig. Most Poiskim argue that it's not al pi halacha. And I agree, I don't think one could make a brocha on Hedlokas Ner Chanukah only in the context of his home, Pesach Beisim Ebuchutz, Manicha El Shulchonoi, not any place else. Not in lecture halls or at Simchas or B'Kikar Ha'ir. Why do I think so? Because this Rambam is a Das Yochid. And the Rambam also contradicts what the Rambam himself writes in Mishneh Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet is very clear in the formulation of the Rambam that Birchas Haroyeh is only Lemi Shadayin Lo Hidlik. Shelo Atid Lahadlik. Osad Lahadlik doesn't say Birchas Haroyeh. And the Rambam in this tshuva writes, Mea Po'omim Ze'achazeh V'chein B'Birchas Haroyeh. So, if the Rambam, at least in one account, Legabe Birchas Haroyeh, contradicts what he wrote in the tshuva, then this tshuva cannot be a basis of Halacha L'Maisa. Especially, it's a tremendous chiddush. And Abu Draham quotes the tshuva's Rambam in a different formulation. So obviously there were different gersoas and different neschoas in Tshuvas HaRambam. And maybe because the Rambam, as is such a tremendous chiddush, that Avud Raham understood it differently. And the same refers to the Beis Yosef and the Chai Odom. But nevertheless, the Rambam writes, Birchas HaRoya could be said 100 times. HaRoya v'choyze v'roya mevorech. Hamadlik v'choyze v'madlik mevorech. So the Rambam is a totally different opinion. And his opinion is, HaRoya Ner Chanukah Tzorach Levorach, makes no difference whether you already lit Ner Chanukah, whether you're going tonight, you could see once and make a brocha, and make a brocha by seeing Ner Chanukah once again, a fila mea po. That is the shita of the Rambam in this shuv. I still didn't bring any basis for the argument that the Zman is Mechayev, but that's the Meiri. And I'm quoting the Loshon of the Meiri. Mi she'ein lo nahadlik, ve'eino b'mokim she'yehei efshe lo lir'ot. He is in, I don't know where. It's difficult for me to imagine a place in the world today where there are no Jews. Well, he's in the Himalayas, somewhere out there in a cabin, in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the jungle in Tanzania or in Madagascar, I don't know where. Ein lo lahadlik ve'einu b'mokim she'efshar lir'ot. Yesh oyimrim she'mavorach la'atzmo she'ose nisim la'viseinu v'hadvorim ner'im. The Meiri brings this opinion and he agrees. Hadvorim ner'im. He doesn't see, he will not see, he doesn't light, he will not light. Still has to say Shosinism of Aseinu. According to this opinion, the Zman is Mechayev. It's just preferable to say it on Ria, but the Zman is Mechayev. And I think this opinion has a basis in Shiltas that Rav Achai go in Shilta Chavav. כשם שצורך לבורך על מוקוים שנעשו לו נס, בורך שעשו לי נס במוקוים הזה, כן צורך לבורך על זמן שנעשו לו נס, and that is the understanding of the shiltas and the brocha of שעשו נס ונעשני ביום המאים בזמן הזה. Mokoyim and zman are essentially the same. And when a person sees a place shenasa nisam laviseinu, it says boch shoso nisam laviseinu b'mokoyim hazeh, boch shoso li neis b'mokoyim hazeh, that is the basic rationale for shoso nisam laviseinu b'yomayim b'zman hazeh. So these are sources to the three different hagdoros. And there are many other sugyas in Berachas Seraya which maybe coincide with these different approaches. Hidliku olav bebeisoy, and he is in a faraway place. Does he say Berachas Haraya? The Mechaber paskens in accordance to the Shittas HaRashba that one does not say Berachas Haraya. The Rashba brings a yeshoimrim, hidliku olav bebeisoy, but he is far away, and therefore he says Berachas Haraya. What is the machlekes? The Rashbo says, "Lo motzinu mishi yoytze b'mitzvah choyzo mavorach ala," which is a strange argument. L'chayra, yoytze b'mitzvah einenu choseu mavorach alei berachas mitzvah, but his family, his wife, lit ner Hanukkah at home, but he wasn't there. So why shouldn't he say berachas haroya? He didn't see. He didn't say the brocha. I think the Rambam Rashba goes l'shitosoi. I explained at the beginning of the Shia, osed lahadlak eina mevorach, because the Rashba argues the ikar machayev is hadlaka, and therefore the broch of shos anisim is similar in a way to berachas mitzvah. It is part of the package of hadlakas ner Hanukkah. Madlikin olav bebeisoi, and he was yoytze with their hadlaka. In a way, he was already yoytze beberachas shos anisim labaseinu, because it's similar to Berachas Mitzvah. It's one of the brochas that should be said on Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. And therefore, the Rashba L'shitosoi, he cannot say. But the other opinion feels no. That's Berachas Haroya. His wife saw, she made a brocha. He wasn't there. He still needs to say Berachas Haroya. So I feel that this machloikis is basically, essentially, the same as that machloikis, and they're both based on the same question. The basic Hagdorah of Haraya Ner Chanukah. An interesting point of discussion is Tosis and Sukkah Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Everybody deals with this Tosis, but I see a tremendous Chiddush in Tosis, and I haven't seen Achrayim being aware or discussing this Chiddush. Tosis asks, why do we not find Berachas Haraya in any other mitzvah? Only by Ner Chanukah. Not by Sukkah, Lulav, Mezuzah. Tosis writes, "Yesh min yodam shein lehem bayis lahadlik." Many people are homeless. To our dismay, we know of this tragic phenomenon. We see them. So some people don't have homes, and they can be mekayim hadlokas ner Chanukah. And for their benefit, Chazal were mitakan at least haroyin ner Chanukah tzorach lavorach. Tosis asks, "Well, why wouldn't this rule apply to mezuzah? Person that doesn't have a home also cannot be Mekai Mezuzah." And therefore Tosis says, Chibas Aneis, Chibas Aneis, for the love of Nisim, of Pesum and Nisa, manifestation of Chas de Shemaim, and therefore Berachas Haraya is only by Ner Chanukah, which is Pesum and Nisa. My question is, what brocha precisely would Haraya make on Sukkah, Lulav, Mezuzah? Strange. What would he say? She'osa nisan l'avazayim b'yomayim b'zman hazeh. Ner Chanukah is a zeicha l'nes pach ha-shemen. But what does it have to do with Sukkah, Lulav, and Mezuzah? Okay, regarding Sukkah, one could say Sukkah is a zeicha l'nanei ha-kovayit. So one could say she'osa nisan l'avazayim b'yomayim b'zman hazeh. It's a shtickle doichak, but okay, goes. How about Lulav? Lulav isn't a zecher l'neis. Lulav is a mitzvah. Mitzvah d'uraisa lo darshin an tama d'klo. We don't know tama mitzvahs, but we do not find that lulav is a zecher l'neis. So what brocha would we say on lulav? But the biggest shail is, how about mezuzah? She'os nisim l'asin b'yom ha'mehim b'zman hazeh. Which zman? Person is chayv mezuzah the entire year. So what Birchas HaRoeh does Tosfos expect one to say on mezuzah? Therefore, I have a totally different understanding in Tosfos. What we learn from Tosfos is that essentially Birchas HaRoeh, at least the understanding of Tosfos and the Kasha, is מי שלא יכול לקיים מצווה, לפחות מברך כשהוא רואה אחרים מקיימים מצווה זו. That is essentially the way Tosfos understands Birchas HaRoeh. Beautiful mitzvahs, the essence of our life. Chacham leiv yikich mitzvahs. We have come to the world to be dovek in mitzvahs, to perform mitzvahs Hashem. So if a person doesn't have the schus, he doesn't have the means, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah, at least he should say a bracha when he sees others are mekayim the mitzvah. That is the basic understanding of Birchas HaRoeh, and therefore Tosfos asks, why do we not find this takana by other mitzvahs? Lulav, sukkah, mezuzah. Definitely not the bracha shosin nisim lavasein biyomei mizman hazeh. Why didn't Chazal formulate other formulations, another nusach? Basically, the same reasoning, the same rationale. If you can't do the mitzvah yourself, at least make a bracha when you see the performance of this mitzvah by others. So, by Ner Chanukah, it is reasonable to say, Shosan Islam Zayn Biyom Mezman Zayn. Mezuzah, maybe a different formulation. Chazal don't have a problem formulating brachas. We say, Mea brachas v'kol yom. Al mitzvahs mezuzah, Shemegen al botei b'nei Yisroel. There could be many possibilities in formulating brachas. But the Shiloh of Tosfos, why don't we find Birchas HaRoeh by sukkah, by lulav, by mezuzah, necessitates a different approach and a different basic understanding on the concept, on the essence of Birchas HaRoeh. Maybe Tosfos in the Teretz, Mishum Chibes HaNeis, brings us back to the more accepted understanding that this is totally Mishum Persum HaNisa, but I don't think so. Because Tosfos says, Tosfos only uses this fora as a reasoning, Mishum Chibes HaNeis Lo Tiknu Ela Kan. But in essence, Birchas HaRoeh is, if you cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah, say a bracha when others are. But this new definition, new Hagdara, fits in only with Shittas HaRashba, which is accepted halachic ruling, Shittas Shulchan Aruch, Osed LaHadlik, doesn't say Birchas HaRoeh. Lach Misha Ena Osed LaHadlik. So this is the point which I wanted to make regarding Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav. Ner Chanukah is all about Ruchnius. The Levush explains, Sukkah and Chanukah are both Persum and Nisa. Both are Moedim Derabonon, but they're so different in nature. Purim, the mitzvah is Chayvenish Levesume. Eat and drink. And drink, and drink, and drink wine. Adalei Yodah Benoham Raboch Mordechai. Chanukah is also Persumanissa, also a Zeichel Anais, the salvation of our people, of our nation. But Chanukah, there is no mitzvah of Achila Vishtiyah. It is only Halel, Hoidoya, and Adlokos Aner. The Levush explains because the Gzeira of Homan was Lahashmed Laharag Al-Arab. It was a gzeira of annihilation, of destruction, of murder. And therefore the zecher is a zecher of simchas aguf. The sakona Chanukah, the gzeira was not annihilation. The Greeks weren't out to kill, to destroy. But rather, lashkicham terosecho, ulahaviram mechukei ritzonecho. So the salvation was the hatzola of Torah and mitzvahs, of our ruchniyistic life, and therefore the zecher, the simcha is simchas hanefesh. Hadlokas haner, giner mitzvah v'torah or, and the menorah always is a remez to Torah and halal v'hidoyim. There were three basic kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. All the others were supplementary: mizbeach, menorah, and shulchan. Many times I explained, Keneged Ma, Keneged Toiro, Avoido, and Gemilas Chasodim. Menoyles keneged Torah, ki neir mitzvah v'Torah or. Haroitzel ha'achkim yadrim v'simonech menoyra bedorim. That's in Bava Basa Chof Hei. Harogel b'neir havin lebenin talmid ha'chomim Shabbos Chof Alef. It is quite clear that menoyra has a kesher with Torah. And it is even more clear that Mizbeach is avoida. Tfilas keneged karbonis tiknum in brochas chovavo medbeis. Tikoin tfilosi k'toyres lefonecho masas kapay minchas orev posik in tehillim. So the Mizbechois, Mizbeach achitzoin, designated for the various karbonis, Mizbeach apnimi for k'toyres, they have a kesher with avoida. And shulchan is gemilas chasolim. Koyanei HaMikdash who dedicated their lives to the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the service of Klal Yisrael, to use the Rambam's Loshen, Rambam's formulation in Hilchas Tumis, Al Shulchan HaMokem Hem Yoishvim U'Melachamo Hem Oichalim, and that is Chesed. So the Yevonim desecrated all the clay Mikdash, Bo'u Ba'pritzim V'chililuho, Chanak is Hashem Chanukas HaMezbeach, but let us realize that the Neis was Dafkin the Menoira, indicating the Ike Gzera was Lashkichem Terusecho. And that is why the Neis was not in the Mizbeach, not in the Mizbeach HaChitzen, nor in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, nor in the Shulchan, nor in the Lechem HaPonim, Shemen Shebener. I also have a feeling about Malchus Beis Hashmenoi. There is no legitimate Malchus B'Yisrael, only Mebeis David. And there is a famous Ramban that says that Malchus Beis Hashmenoi Lechatchila was doomed. It could not have any continuity because it was basically illegitimate. But what the Ramban does not explain is, so how did it come to be? It definitely was min hashamayim, gzeiras elyon. After all, that was the hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't a gross transgression. That definitely was min hashamayim, and Matasyahu v'Bonav were the greatest tzaddikim of the generation, and whatever they did with Ruach HaKodesh. There is no doubt about that. Libi Yoimali, it was min hashamayim, because this Neis, and this Hatzolah, and this salvation had to be al yidei Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is the Shevet of Torah, because the Gzera was a Gzera on Torah, Lashkicham Torah Sechu, and therefore this Neis had to come to be al yidei Shevet Levi, and Matisyahu, Beis Hashmenoi from Shevet Levi. Only for a given period of time, because the Malchus must ultimately come back to Shevet Yehuda, Malchus Beis David. But this was a Kodesh Baruch Hu's master plan. The Neis of the Torah salvation, of Atzolos HaTorah, and Bittul Gzeres HaYavonim had to come about al yidei Shevet Levi, and that is the soid of Malchus Beis Hashmenoi. The Gzeru was Lashkicham Terosecho. The Neis was Kiyum HaTorah. And therefore the days of Chanukah must be days of renewed devotion to Torah, Torah values, Torah study, and the toil in Torah, and Simchas HaTorah. The Prima Godim writes in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, Shayavonim Niskanu B'nei Yisrael. They were jealous. They were envious. What? Why did they envy the Jews? Greek was the greatest empire of the day. They were powerful, they were strong, they were progressive, they were the envy of all other nations. But being a relatively progressive people, they saw the dedication of Klal Yisrael to Torah, and the Chochmas HaTorah, and Simchas HaTorah. They were aware of a people who was sustained by knowledge, Am HaSefer, and that was their envy. And therefore, that was the basis of Gzeres HaYavonim Nashkichem Terosecho, L'Aviram Mechukei Ritzoynech. So these days of Chanukah should be days of Chochmah and Musa, days in which we are to renew our dedication to Talmud Torah, to Simchas Torah, to Avos HaTorah, and to the support of Torah. Yerotzen, we should be zoich leroyz bekorav biyameinu, Kohen Godel, Meitu v'madlik es'neiros u'menoiros ha'moed be'beis ha'migdosh, yebona, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.